This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
3, 2, 1, go. Hey, guys. So you know how I have this thing that's like 3D printed and all that, right? And it's like all red and kind of like transparent-ish. You know, I want to 3D print a Hall's candy so like someone like tries to eat it and die.
Hell yeah. You know?
Welcome to Rumble. I was
welcome to, hey, guys.
I saw the fire thing and thought that it would make a really good, like, never mind, you're leaving. What? I'm not going to start with a
C-Dot is dying today.
I'm dying, guys.
We've sent a missile to C-Dot's house.
Yep.
It has it about an hour and
an hour.
A bonus episode until he explodes and is gone forever.
Just all of Canada, honestly, I think is being wiped out, right?
Dude, imagine we make that joke and then that's real in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's not happening. Don't put that out of the universe.
Don't put that out there, please.
Guys, I don't think
he's not on the podcast anymore. It doesn't matter. We don't have any value.
If we title this, if we title this episode "C-Dot is leaving," we're gonna get more views. So, guys,
true.
Please give us money. Because no, I'm kidding.
Guys, so we if you want to see C-Dot's heartfelt farewell, you have to give us money.
It is actually real that C-Dot is leaving. It's not a bit. Like, I feel like we would name a podcast like, oh, Johnny Razor has herpes or something, but this is actually real.
Would we? Why would we do that?
Would we though?
I think... Listen, right, C-Dot is taking away some of the responsibility of the podcast. You guys realize that we're getting a little more imbalanced.
Dana, you know what I think? I think you should shut the fuck up.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
And C-Dot, I think you should give a speech.
Speech.
First, no, how about this?
All right.
Say why you're leaving, and then at the end of the episode, you give your speech.
Okay. Well, basically.
Retention.
True. I'm going to say one word every minute, and then you guys will have to watch the entire time.
Oh, no. So smart.
For those who didn't catch last episode, which you guys should have watched last episode, because you're... game development is very oh my god, so I just need to put all of my time and effort into it, so something's got to be cut back. Sorry guys, but
I'm not even the developer on the game I'm working on. I agree.
this is true. Do you guys want to see a bit of it?
Yes.
I am very curious.
Now I want to preface.
Are you showing Rumble Pack 2?
Yeah.
Wait, can we play the thing where in like every Xbox press conference it goes exclusive world premiere.
It shows like the Switch 2 logo. Hopefully I can get my the one the game is eventually like released up on the Switch and Switch 2. But that's just the hope right now,
premiere.
Right?
It'll happen.
World premiere.
I need to see this. I'm so
excited. So it's important to note that so far in engine, right? Because I showed you guys last time. The one piece of Get Up, the video game.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about the game is the in document. This book. Is in this document.
And yep, then obviously
I have a digital copy, but that's not important. So most of the stuff here, I'm just getting all of the main systems down for the actual player controller right now. That's where I'm at. Because all of the design is mainly taking place in that book, so I only have a little bit to show you guys here. But I think it's pretty cool what I got, so let me boot it up.
Dude, I think one of the like weirdest things about game development is like, the actual game, like, what you see as the player is, like, the last 5% of the work that goes into it. Like, there was, like, the leaked GTA footage a while back, and everyone's like, oh, this looks so terrible. But, like, that's most of the, like, game. Like, the end graphics and animations, that's all, like, the polish at the end.
I can guarantee you that, like, however many months or years from now I show the game again, it's still going to look just like this.
Yo. All
right.
Wait, so here's the guy. Reveal.
Oh,
the reveal
guy.
Is the little guy.
He moved.
Got the camera system working. Oh, wow. Look at that. Who did that? Who did that? It's still, it's clipping on one block. Got to work on that one. But here's the little guy. My favorite part about him is that his model keeps swapping.
He has a little animation.
See that?
Wait,
love that
can
effect.
Can he get up onto that cube? Behind you.
What did you say that again? wait for it, guys. Okay, guys.
No way.
Oh!
Oh!
Whoa! Hold on, wait. It's like
heights.
Whoa!
Variable. Yes. He got up.
He got up.
That's the whole game. You basically
finished
the
whole
game, right?
Turn off the short limiter for the jump. And just have him go up infinitely.
Hold on. I could. Hold on. Let me do that. Let me do that. Might have to blur this. Let me just
We are breaking
game development.
Get up.
Minimum jump time. We're going to set that to 20. What was it before?
This
zero.
Added a year of dev time.
Yeah, this is out of the year, guys. I worked at Blizzard for 7 years, guys. Don't worry. I got this.
See, that was the first second generation Blizzard employee, dude. It
You guys don't understand. Okay, hopefully this should work. This is how I coded the game. And
dude, he's getting up.
There we go.
Wait. Guys, this is a speedrun strategy. Take notes.
Dude, can you add like a
code?
The
game like
this. That just does that.
Wait, land on the box.
Wait, calm.
It's already better than Overwatch.
True. Yeah.
C.com, there's a knock at your door. C.com, someone's very intrigued about your video game that you're making. Look at this possibly.
Who is
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You don't know who this is?
We all have to watch the Game Awards again. Like, that's still an annual thing. But, like, my god. Every single time. Because if you guys don't know, the Game Awards, or for those watching, the Game Awards, it was kind of like my first stream I kind of ever did. When I decided I'm going to start doing this, like, to try and, you know, make it go somewhere. That was 2020, I think. And so it's 5-year anniversary of actually trying to do this stuff. But also, I think it's so funny because Mr. Geoff over there, the person Bam showed, would go up on stage and say, "Guys, it is such a great honor to have this revolutionary game be shown off at our award show today. This is truly groundbreaking." And then it's like Peppa Pig.
and he's right to say that.
Don't disrespect Jeff Keighley like that. Don't disrespect the GOAT.
Yeah, true. But
he's always watching.
Yeah, but this game's going so well. I actually lined out the player states that will be needed to, like, for this character controller.
Is that Roblox? Bunham was Dano playing Roblox?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like Roblox Rivals on his phone.
No, I was looking at the phone reflection. It's my girlfriend. What the f? Is that Roblox? Is that Roblox, you virgins?
Add that picture of Dano and his girlfriend to steal a Riggy.
Yeah. True.
There's one more thing about Get Up that I would like to show you guys. I'm gonna pause the game. I'm moving with mouse. But the camera system is actually pretty dynamic. So if I remove the game follower camera, this is all a bunch of jargon, and then we go back into the game, we can see that it goes to a different position, and now we have a nice little top-down perspective. We want to do like puzzles and stuff.
Oh,
that's a teaser, guys.
You can Mario that.
I love
you can
that.
Mario that.
And he goes, Oh, right. I forgot he had 20 still.
Oh, yeah.
He'll come back down.
He's going to be up there for a while.
He'll come back.
Hold on, no, I need to set that back before I forget, dear Lord.
Imagine holding the game.
0.025.
Imagine this creates like a game breaking bug that like you can't fix for the next year.
Dude. Imagine if I get like sick with COVID run. And like I lose 5 years of development
dude,
time.
I'm getting up. Are you ready? Oh.
You know, whoa. Like air doodle jump.
That's so free. That's so free. I made a mobile app. That's such a short.
That's so free.
You can pay my developer friend. She'll make it 100%.
If Nintendo just make a new company. If Nintendo sues, just
dude,
just
can you put me in contact with your friend so we can make Riggy run?
Oh, that's so free, dude. That's gonna farm, as well. Dude.
In-app Dano, purchases hate, with Riggy.
I hate
load
what I'm
that
about
dude
to
with ads
Dano.
Too.
Dano, I hate what I'm about to say, but. In college, lots of my pals knew me as the guy that makes the Endless Runner games.
Cheetah, okay. You will get 50% of all in-app purchases.
On the Riggy game. The Riggy game. You gotta think about that. Riggy the game.
On Riggy
and then
Run.
You can use that money. You can use that money to then do cool stuff. Money's funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why all those like film directors, they do the Marvel movies and then they
Scott Cawthon made 50 games before FNAF. He made 50 games and they all made him just enough money to get by to the next one. Mm. You can make Riggy Run and you can skip all of that.
You could speedrun game dev with one Riggy Run.
So bad.
I don't know about that.
Sell your soul, man.
We'll
say
see.
To Riggy like Dana did.
Dana, if you genuinely want to make Riggy run, we can have a chat.
Okay, dude, again, Dana's been needing to do this.
If you genuinely
just
also
give someone
yeah,
the
make
Riggy
no, we
run,
are,
dude.
Actually,
I'll
I can't
think
say
about
that.
It.
Never mind. I can't. There's something. I can't.
Oh yeah, Johnny. I'm
yeah,
not
no,
even.
No. You know. Okay.
I forgot.
Secrets.
Yeah, but guys, music has also been going good for the game as well. Shout out music, guys.
Shout out music.
You should play. Are you gonna play any today, or you want to keep it secret?
I could. I'll play the second area theme.
I can drop a little 10-second teaser because I've listened to them guys, and it's actually really good. Like it's genuine. Like, well, this is like Hollow Knighty, Celeste feel of like quality.
It's gorgeous, dude. I've literally told CDOT multiple times. Like I've said, dude. I replied to. I think some release that he did of a small clip of music, and I said, CDOT, I'm going to die when you release the full version because I literally am putting this on.
Dano, do you
want to
hear the full version? It's
and
done.
Then, no, yeah, and then CDOT would send me, like, full renditions of songs and say, you know what? I got you covered. And I would literally just listen to some of the music on repeat.
It reminded me of Dark Sanctuary from Deltarune Chapter 4.
That was the inspiration for this one. Let me just...
Dude, I hope CDOT becomes the next Toby Fox. I want to see that universe, dude. All
right. Lock in. I'm recording this on a track so you can have it listen along. All right. I think I'll play like a minute because the rest can be found like on my YouTube channel for my Git updates.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Get updates?
I don't want to say where... You know, screw it. I can say where this takes place. This is the final area of the game.
Well, it says audio final listeners. Area.
it does say final, but, you know, you can't see the...
Audio listeners right audio now listeners are listening up right now. To the final area music.
What?
Audio listeners, it's sounding really good.
Yeah, it's sounding really good.
It is gorgeous, though. It is so gorgeous.
Visual-only listeners, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that motif was in another song I heard of yours. Oh, your cinema.
That's it. Listening.
Did you polish it? It sounds better mixed.
Yeah. I send you guys all work in progress versions mainly.
You gotta send this to us so we can listen to it.
Cypog.
Dude, you guys don't see the vision.
Dude,
I guess visual listeners don't.
I see
but
it.
Like,
dude,
when
I
this
feel
plays
the
in the game, yeah, the I entire game is building up to this song. That is the vision I have. Mm. And like, it's gonna take, I don't wanna say how long, because then people are gonna think of release dates, but oh my god. I think this part coming up is my favorite.
I hope this is like
time signature change.
I hope the little fiery guy has like a berserk moment where he's like Bay dies and he's like completely heartbroken on a rampage, and then you get the final air and you hear this song.
Is it in 3-4 now?
It flip flops between 6-8 and 3-4.
Bro. Dude. See, like, I'm actually like a musician, so like it's really good, dude.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I've been surrounded by music all my life. It's a very pleasant experience. We're just listening to the whole thing now. It loops halfway, but we'll
can you make
keep
a
going.
Funk remix to this?
No.
Brazilian funk. Like,
add so much cowbell.
You could do that. You could do that.
Dude, I'm sorry. Right, guys, I'm turning up. Peep the bass line.
I get Chrono Trigger vibes.
So how many times will this song play if I'm doing the final boss?
Once.
Ooh. I wonder is there a villain? Can mm-hmm. you, there is? Okay.
All right, dude. This is gonna be cinema, bro.
I'm not saying the villain of the game. I'm not saying anything related
capitalism,
to plot.
The villain
I will tell
capitalism.
You guys off cam if you guys really want to know. But
my question is, and you don't have to answer this: is the villain design done in that One
yes.
Piece book?
Okay. Yes.
That's pretty hot.
Crazy.
And are we allowed to see it off?
I'm so
podcast?
Excited.
Yeah, I will. I will show you after podcast.
Pog.
Let's go.
Suck it, viewers, dude.
So I want to say this, like, not just to the spotlight, but like, CDOT did. I'll say he bought me FL Studio, in a way. Yeah. And
I have leashes and dogs.
This week, for the first time, I finally opened the app because I was like, I really need. I wanted a creative hobby to finally learn, because you know, for the first time in a very long time, I was feeling burnt out. So I was like, I made like
I'm just putting
eight
one
bars,
on the
eight bars of like a Yeet beat. Just to like learn the basics of FL Studio, but like, dude, like I can see how fun it is, and someone helped me get some sound fonts and like like 8-bit noises.
This song, you're hearing right now, uses Donkey Kong Country sound fonts.
But
like,
yeah,
you'll hear it in a bit,
bro. What the hell is a sound font?
Basically, imagine you're typing.
Is it like Calibri?
No,
Bulb?
It's just. Sound fonts are just a way of taking older instruments from games using like Super Nintendo games, N64 kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just brings the instruments into a format that can be used in these modern like systems.
Have you ever heard Megalovania but Mario 64 and it sounds like Mario 64 with like the
That's actually good way to describe
what?
It.
What? I've never heard of Megalovania.
Yes, basically
it's like the way the game sounds, or like the notes in the game sound, the instruments in the game sound.
Megalovania has like the whole thing with Megalovania is that people would just take other game sound fonts and like slap it on. It's like a new
Have you never seen like Chromacopia, but it's Mario 64 sound font?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Why is it
like Mario 64 sitar, like boom boom boom.
Why
are
you so land?
Bondon,
yeah, here's the DKC sounds.
Bondon, why are you so old? I don't know, man. It's
why
been a
are
long
so
journey.
Old?
It's been a long road, dude.
Guys,
I like this.
I'm can't
here,
wait
so, chill. This is like let's chill. It's like kind of low.
You play Roblox. Yeah. You should be in the know. All right, you are surrounded by the new generation. How are
do you? Do you know what the most old person thing's happening to me right now? I lost my mouse. I can't find my cursor. what just happened? Where's my mouse?
Shake it around, man.
Why am I being
Why ain't it working on the screen? Oh, I can't do it. Try poking the screen. Use it like an iPad.
my mouse died, that's why.
Johnny, I saw that title, by the way. That's a banger.
Dude, oh yeah.
I always keep a backup mouse and keyboard just for that reason. Well done. Like, I literally have one on the off chance that my mouse dies at like 3 in the morning.
I just have the cord right there.
I was going to say, I can't wait for the day where we get the opportunity to make a video where we all try and learn FL Studio and make the best song.
We can do it
right now.
I would love to.
And then bam.
Do I even have...
Paris and C-Dot are going to kill us.
Can we do that next week? Can we just do that next week?
I'll be done. I just need to learn how to use the program.
How about this? Obviously, I'm a very busy guy now with Get Up and stuff, but if you guys make 5 1-minute tracks, give me a ring. I'll review them and tell you who made the best one.
That'll be fun.
Right. I have time for that.
We can do that.
I can spare 5 minutes.
Do you guys want to do this? From now until the next podcast recording.
No, we have to do it on the pod.
Okay, hold up. I'm going to say this. I'm missing the next pod because of the Nuzlocke. Huh? I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I mean, pods then.
Okay, we'll do this later. We'll do this later.
Sorry.
But I think we can do a thing where we all have a week. We all have a week to make the best song that we can.
We get 2 streams, right. You know? Like.
Mm-hmm. Also, Johnny, I think you're right. I want to add something to Get Up. So me and Johnny have had this idea for Get Up for a while now where I'm not going to say too much, but a secret boss, essentially, right? Yeah. Can you sauce me the 3D model for Limp Night by chance?
You're in the server, right?
Oh, I could just yoink it from there?
Yeah, there should be GitHub should be there. It should have it.
Oh. If Dano allows it, GitHub could legally have Riggy.
If C-Dot wants Riggy staining his art, yes. I of course, obviously. C-Dot is...
No, there'll be an Easter egg or two.
You need an Easter egg of all of us, bro.
How about this? C-Dot,
well,
C-Dot.
Here's the thing. Guys, peep game lock in, as they say. There's going to be a lot of different characters in the game, obviously. And whenever I have a character like fully finished and modeled, I make a 3D print of them, as they say. Peak. And I want all of you guys, later down the line, obviously, to design a character. And then I'll put them in there because it kind of ties into things. But
hell yeah.
And then you guys can do your own little voices, you know, like the go ho 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 ho, right? Stuff like that.
Wait, so how many characters are there gonna be? Can you answer that, or can you say like over under 10?
Over.
Oh my god!
Wow. C-Dot. So I am eventually gonna get a Riggy 3D model made for a couple different reasons. Most of all, having to do with BAM. But
VR chat
because of VR chat and stuff. But I will literally toss you the Riggy 3D model. And since the guy is made of fire, I'm just saying you could just go fucking burn Riggy as an Easter egg. Just burn him alive. I'd just throw it in there.
But there's already so many Roblox Riggies, dude.
True. Yeah, we don't even need
them.
No.
Dude, don't rip a Roblox Riggy. Make an official Riggy that you can give to Roblox. Steal a give it to the people.
Steal a Riggy.
I can't wait. No. You know what I can't wait for is C-Dot is going to spend how many years do you think working on this game? Like 2 years?
I'm not saying.
Okay, well, C-Dot's going to spend a lifetime working on this game. He's going to work so hard. Right? It's going to be a long time, and then he's going to release it. And then in 1 week, there's going to be Get Up on Roblox, and it's going to make the exact same amount of money.
This game. I'll tell you that much.
You guys saw what happened with Peak, right? Like, that was insane.
Yeah, but Peak is a very simple game. C-Dot's game is going to have a lot more depth to it, I feel.
Hey, Dana.
You can remake Get to Work in like a week.
Look how many Riggies there are on Roblox, dude.
Oh my god.
what is the black one?
I
is that the
white
giant?
let's wear
is
it.
Is that clone Riggy?
Where is? Yeah, man. Is that Preston Prime?
Okay, where's my money? Where's my money?
Right?
But I need you to get me in contact with Roblox. I need you to get me just like an in with Roblox.
Dude, there's Spider-Man Riggy in this? Let's go, dude.
Holy He's got web on his face. That looks sus more than anything.
What the hell's this?
Skibbity toilet Riggy.
Was that Ultra Kill?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like Ultra.
Why does Ring have a nose like that?
It looks like a Kirby boss, dude.
Speaking of Kirby,
yeah, this is like
Kirby DLC comes out tomorrow.
Yeah,
hey.
Kirby evolves.
Oh, look at this one. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Johnny,
yeah,
Razor,
he's got
Ringu.
Merch.
Womp womp. Do something.
Bad ideas.
That's good.
You guys
that's
not remember
good,
when Preston
dude,
like stole the Bad Ideas merch and just started wearing it?
Yeah, I remember. That was
I remember.
That was peak.
Dude, this is my favorite Riggy.
Wait,
dude, the tail is on his neck. The tail is coming out of his back.
Oh my
what
god,
the...
dude, Jenna, you need to make it short on this. Like,
wait,
this
wait.
Thing is fucking ugly.
Wait, actually,
yeah, wait,
speaking
Jenna,
of,
you need to make a short on all the like bootleg Riggies that you can find on Roblox.
No. Wait, guys,
you need to do this, man. I typed Riggy in Roblox. This is what popped up. That would go. That would get 10 mil views. Come on, bro.
But also, look, I.
What?
No way.
Dude, literally.
It's not even that bad.
Okay, this short will come up tomorrow, so it'll be like 3 weeks ago in podcast time. But I literally, like, I made a comment about AI Riggies. Look at some of the ones that I found. These are, like, actually horrifying. Hold on.
What the?
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Yeah, these things are.
The two pairs of
ears. Man.
That guy's kind of aura. That second to last one you post, he's kind of like, he's kind
of
aura.
Dude, that looks like the meme of pretend you're the third monkeys on Noah's Ark and brother, it's starting to rain.
But he just rejects someone's friend request on Roblox.
I don't add anyone,
man.
But I'm wearing Skibbity Riggy first.
Would you add me though, Bundan? Would you add me on Roblox?
Look, Pete wants a screenshot. Wait. You want a screenshot? I'm gonna take a screenshot of this guy as Skip.
Yeah.
Yo, do you want a screenshot with Skibbity Riggy?
This is what a timeline we live in.
Dude, yo, come take a screenshot
like
with Skibbity Riggy.
This is so funny.
Fan.
This is CDOT's last episode.
Guys,
and then
guys,
we're
guess what? One more thing I'll
yo,
say, but
thank
get
you, bro.
Up. Obviously, what you saw, that little demo, that is simple movement and jumping. Now I'm gonna count how many more player states I have to code in, which hopefully I can get done by the... Oh, God, it's the 27th of September already?
Yeah.
Yep.
August.
Next month. By the end of next month, guys. So, 1, 2, 3...
I can't believe today is
okay,
August
27th. Okay, so 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11...
Zero gravity.
12, 13,
I'm hungry. 14. I'll be right back.
Oh, hell no.
They're saying hi to Rumble Pack.
I have to do 6... This is self-inflicted. Like, I didn't need to do that. Like, I just, you know, I'm like, ooh, you know.
One of them's going to be swimming, right? How's it going to work with the fire? Oh, really? Okay, well. How many of the, like,
swimming
ways can
sucks.
You control
you know
the
why?
Game?
You know why swimming sucks? Actually, I could probably just half the velocity of the character.
Dude, it's
never
not,
mind.
Yeah.
Never, swimming doesn't suck. I
we have Mr. B saying hello.
I
saw the
it.
Animation for swimming.
It'd be like
also he's fire
the best part
how would that work
yeah I was gonna
it
say
it wouldn't that's why there's not gonna be swimming but
tell Royal Pay he's an unk
is like
by the
I
way.
Can kind of like pose you know
uh-huh.
I can kind of like pose the guy if they need to do something I'm like okay how would this animation work and like
dude there's so many rigs
dude
there's Among Us Riggy
oh
Oh, hell no.
I just made this meme and I can't stop laughing.
Once again,
dude, there's Dano! There's you! Saying, nah, I'm Sigma.
It's that same image of me outside the Wendy's. Dear Lord.
This is a great image. That's an awesome image. Oh, we should geez. Post that on Rumble Pack Twitter.
I'm down.
You actually.
I don't have the login, though.
What's, is there a Johnny Ray?
Oh, did you guys see Rumble Pack's latest post, by the way?
Look how many Johnny Razors there are.
Holy.
Skibbity Razor.
Dude, there's Riggy Razor.
Bro, Skibbity, bro.
Dude, this one's actually kind of base, bro.
Whoa.
Jump scare.
What's that watermelon?
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Rumble Pack's latest community post? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, nothing, actually.
Oh, Rumble Pack spoilers. Horrifying. Fun done. All right, let me put this Riggy.
Wait, that's a gift, Johnny? What?
Dude, I looked up Rumble Pack on the Discord gifts. There's so many.
Wait, are there? Hold on. Let me see this.
That's
like
insane.
It's actually like, wait, I'm goated. Crashing out.
No! Twitter ruins it because it puts that white box behind it.
That's fine. It doesn't have to be like, right, transparent.
I can fix it. I have the original.
Mm. Wait, yeah, remove the tweet quick.
I just deleted it.
Gotcha.
Guys,
it needs
you
a black
here.
Box so you can actually
you were
see
here
the text.
For this.
You were here.
Mm.
So what now, guys? What are we chatting about? Because I could talk about how I modded up my 3DS. And by mod it, I mean fix it. I fixed my 3DS. Remember?
That's so stupid.
We should just talk about how sad we all are that CDOT's leaving.
Okay. I'm well, guess what? You see this true. B button? This B button wasn't working until some individual took it apart. That's all I'm saying.
Did you like
that's
bust it open and like resolder
it? I busted it
crazy.
Open and then it was just like, oh my god, I hate ribbon cables so much. If you guys don't know ribbon cables, they're like,
no, I hate them too. I've done some.
Dude, every single time I'd unplug one, I was like, I was profusely sweating.
Man, Dana, look, we're all riggies.
I'm so sad. That's great.
What is this? What is this scenario you've cooked up here,
Bun? What is going on?
Like,
I'm already depressed enough by CDOT leaving, and then you're throwing up like all these horrifying, disgusting riggies as well.
It's the unemployment final boss.
Yeah, this is. Like, am I technically employed as a game developer? No, I'm on my own hours.
You're self-employed.
Yes, I am.
You're getting fired by Rumblepack LLC.
Dude, this guy's saying skibbity riggy, y'all.
Skibbity riggy.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel, hypothetically, what would riggy run be? Just for no reason, just say it.
Just
say,
temple what, run, but the assets have been flipped into Toontuff.
It would probably be similar to Subway Surfers, but I don't know. I had this idea a while ago of like if Riggy were to make a game, it would be like a mishmash of like some of those super easy like Doodle Jump, like Subway Surfers, like all the like a couple games just smashed into one, and then you could just like play all of them, and then
can
microtransaction.
You make Riggy Rot.
Riggy Rot?
Riggy Rot.
Dude, you know what would be crazy is if Riggy Run got popular enough to where it became the new Brain Rot thing that like was underneath all of those Family Guy clips.
No way.
Bam!
No way.
This one's sick, dude.
That's kind of great.
It's pretty good. Oh. I like mine more, though.
Guys, all I'm saying is that Miitopia clears all these avatars. That's all
true.
I'm saying.
Honestly, yeah, that's true as well. Wait, there's actually some good ones.
Does he have a bug?
Why do you have Lunala's wings from Pokemon Moon? Hit game.
That's just
Pokemon
Moon. That's just
Moon.
The Pokemon.
Oh, that's
just straight up Lunala. How is this allowed?
I've never played Sun and Moon, so this is not entirely
ooh,
accurate.
I'm actually
look.
I'm
everyone's becoming
Ultra
it bad.
Right
look.
Oh, that's hype.
I do not understand how Roblox is legal.
It's because it's all community made. Like, just some guy went and made that, so Roblox isn't liable.
What is this?
So many pears. What?
What?
It's like pear from the thumbnail. It's like
I'm crawling.
Pear.
Dude.
That's awesome.
What on earth? That's crazy. Audio listeners, now I'm royal.
Can
pear.
You tell everyone to become royal pear and then take a screenshot and I'll do a community post.
Wait, yeah, he's on all fours? This is peak.
Yeah.
Right?
What is this, bro? What is Roblox, man?
What is this?
It's an amazing, it's a whole world.
I'm glad I don't catch this game with a 10-foot pole.
Dude, you know what? Pear. Okay, you know what you need to do? You need to do the exact same thing that Cracker Barrel did and, like, change your Sona to be, like, that ugly humanoid version of Pear and then change it back in a week. When your fans backlash enough,
you need to you need to have that pair get hit by a car and then replace it with a different pair.
Yeah,
like in Family Guy.
I want to get your face cam in it. I'll take it.
And then have a video that said I purposefully made a marketing stunt with my audience or something.
Dude, that's that's hard. Such a good idea because people will see us having the idea like 2 weeks later.
Hold on.
Nab a screenshot.
But wait.
Windows Shift S.
Wait, Wait.
The classic.
I got it. Not
Butter's a thumbnail Peach, face Johnny. Master.
Okay, sorry, sorry.
One out of 10
Everyone,
for him.
Drop your
No, do it again. Face Dan, right say it again. Sorry, I was getting distracted from Roblox, your bro pair.
No, it was me and Johnny, but we were saying that you need to do. Okay, do you know what just happened with Cracker Barrel, where they changed their logo
yes,
as
the
a marketing stunt? Yeah. They changed
the
back.
Do you know
when to do that with
Family
your
Guy killed Brian Griffin. You need to kill your Tropius, replace it with another guy, and then bring it back a week later.
Make like okay. an ugly That's humanoid version of the Tropius, and then just like a week later, oh, it's back to regular Tropius, and then you make a video that says, I planned to change it back all along. I just wanted to like gaslight my fans with a marketing stunt. Easy one out of 10. Just saying.
I know, dude, you should, instead of like Royal Pet PNG, you should have one of those PNG tubes,
I think
like,
it's
arms
actually
crossed,
a really
like,
good
raised
idea.
Raised eyebrow. One of those, I think, would be good.
Dude, with dancing. Wait,
there was a off brand Royal Pear. Channel that I wanted to like review. Hold on, let me try to find it. Dude, the mascot looked so bad. It's like an AI fair.
Wait, it's like
yes.
Wait, let me hold see. This.
Okay. I'm not gonna send the video. But... I'm not gonna send the video because I need to make a short on it. But I'm gonna send the. I'll send a screenshot of the.
Bro, what was that?
The stupid Royal Pear.
Oh boy, I'm scared. I'm scared, frankly.
Bro, it's bad. It's bad.
Oh my gosh. Is that AI? I don't think AI is even capable of making something
Guys,
that
I
disgusting.
No, that's just like I think either MS okay. Paint
so I gotta get
or
out of here.
Bad Photoshop. You can see the fill marks on the like the tie. You can see that.
This is a real screenshot from one of his shorts.
You gotta start somewhere, I guess.
Are they like actual videos or are they just copying your stuff?
They're actual videos.
It's so disturbing.
At least they're actual videos.
I'll send it so y'all can watch it.
Guys, I got so distracted just then. I was so immersed in the vlog.
Immersed?
Dude, I was having so much fun, bro.
You're lost in the sauce, man.
Oh my god.
Royal Info.
Royal Info? That is crazy. There's a city that literally vanished. That is insane. I still can't believe it's for real.
It was called Centralia. The hook on this short is like actually amazing. You should take notes.
This talent
I like
is
the 2 seconds
overnight?
Of silence.
Yeah, it's right. Oh. 2 seconds of silence followed by okay.
Dude, you know what's actually
5 seconds of silence.
You know what's actually concerning? I've seen recently a lot of like companies are making ads on YouTube and taking creators' face and AIing them, and then like promoting some like really like AI slop game. Have you guys been seeing that stuff?
That's so weird.
Yeah,
I've not seen that.
Apparently, there's a.
Have you
it's like scary.
Though,
so. It is scary. Dude, someone commented on one of my videos being like Bundan. You know, there's like a Swedish Bundan ad out there, and I'm like. What? Mm-hmm. I still haven't found it, but apparently there's a Swedish AI Bundan promoting games out there.
All right.
But I'm never going to see it because it's not going to be in my algorithm ever. Like, I'm never going to see it.
Someone yoinked one of my videos before to do like
yeah, I remember.
Like an off-brand like Pokemon game. And I'm like, I don't know if I make a short about this because I don't want to promote the fake app.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
I don't know if you guys saw... Mm-hmm. But during one of the podcast episodes where I'm showing off the tattoos, right, I was shocked by this personally. I was looking over, like, reviewing it, and then I paused. I'm like, is that me? Because, like, my right arm just looks...
Dude, you have a bicep.
Just, like,
I know the photo
right?
you're
Let's
talking
go.
About.
Like, dude, you let me send the photo. Like, I don't know.
Dude,
that's
you.
Let me just screenshot
that's you.
It. Like, that's me. I'm like, why is that? Why is that me?
That is you.
It's not like
that
I...
That is you.
Don't exercise, but I'm like, when did that happen? Like,
dude,
I was so like,
it's the tattoo. That's just tattoo.
It
aura,
is.
Dude.
You're chiseled, man. You are chiseled. That's the word I would use to describe.
No, I'm like,
yes, I would.
I'm like a 3D print.
Yeah, like that 3D print. You're chiseled like that 3D print. You're 3D printed C-Dot.
Dude, guys, what should I 3D print next? Because I've honestly been on a roll. I made a little business card holder. For my friend,
that's kind
of you
that's
should 3D print one of those slop dragons that you see at like farmers markets.
Oh my god! I was at
700,000 fidget toys.
I was at a little festival recently, and I saw some of them. And then also, I was going up to the stand, you know, looking at the stuff. And then all of a sudden, the guy looks up to me and says, "Do you do YouTube?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, there's no way."
Please, he said, "Are you subscribed?" You had to reply.
No,
you
I didn't.
I am, and you would know that because you're subscribed, right?
I love your stuff. And I was like, okay, no, I'd lock in, but worse.
Dude, okay, what would you guys, if obviously we're done with Shorts Wars, if we were to do a Shorts Wars season 4, what would you guys, like, what would be your, like, dream Shorts Wars?
Would we do Shorts Wars season 4 or just something, like a new IP?
If we were to theoretically do like a new series that's similar to Shorts Wars, but like it's not involving the boss, like it's not involving Clone Riggy, it's like a completely separate Rumble Pack cinematic universe. what would you guys want for Shorts Wars season 4?
The theme of Shorts AI Wars is chapter 2. Very strong the next 10 years, you know.
I'd make Get Up.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
But like the concept of Get Up could work as a Shorts Wars, you know, whatever, chapter 2.
I got a question for you guys.
And that's all I'm going
to
say.
I got a question. Do you think if we were to drop a Shorts Wars season 4 that it would get any publicity, like any
no.
Like what's the word? Like views as the previous seasons? No. I think it just absolutely bombs, bro.
I don't think it will, just because like it's done.
It would have to be something new.
No, listen, I was actually thinking about it today, or last night when I was falling asleep. Sometimes I dream of Shorts Wars because my views were better.
Alone with my thoughts.
No, but I was actually thinking, like, dude, it's insane to me how good the first season was, just because of the mystery and stuff. And then a little bit of season 2, there was the mystery and stuff, and then we turned it into a joke, and now people just don't care. And if we did season 4... too many people would be like, oh, well, I miss these other seasons. There's too much lore. It's confusing. I'm done. And so, yeah, I don't think it wouldn't do any views or anything. We caught lightning in a bottle one time.
It was beautiful, dude.
I think it was beautiful. If we ever did anything again, it would have to be separate, like completely separate, no Shorts Wars, whatever. And it would have to be pretty obviously unique and stuff. And mm-hmm. I feel like it couldn't be us again because people would just think it's a Shorts Wars sequel. So it might have to be like us plus like different people and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, it would just be a whole
thing. And
I feel like now though we know so many people, we could do, because I've been thinking recently, like one of the biggest things that I think is something I want to get back into doing more is like more just story writing, because like I think that's why people really liked Shorts Wars, because it was like a narrative and it was something happening on Shorts. It wasn't just like content slop being repeated over and over again. Not that our normal content is slop, but like
the Shorts feed is
YouTube
so
exists.
Bad.
Yeah.
But just by the way, sorry, side note, so bad right now, the Shorts feed.
Yeah.
It's slop, bro.
I agree. They're not showing enough Dano Cal drawings.
Dano, are you in a gaming chair? Oh my God. I see 3 people in gaming chairs right now. You guys got to change that. Sorry.
Huh?
That's why I think our shorts do good, because like we stand out. It's like purple cow theory. Like you see all this slop, and someone who actually with the real personality pops, they're like, "Oh, this is great."
Dude, you're scrolling by, it's like Darth Slorpo.
Dude, I've unironically been thinking about making like a web series of some sort, not Toon Turf. Because that is too much, but like, you know how like people do like the like voice acted like web comics. I've been thinking about like that would be so sick to do as like a
that's
short.
What Toon Turf. That's what Toon Turf becomes if the first episode flops, and I still want to tell the story.
Wait, C-Dot, we need your speech. Because I know Bun
has a speech. Speech.
Dude,
speech.
I mean, I don't really have much to say. Like,
just like like your farewell to the fans and all right. Not
yeah,
to
yeah, play, as if you're never fans. Coming back ever.
Right.
As if you're
guys.
Dying. You're being sent to the moon.
I have. What's the time? 56 minutes. We started a bit. Late. I have like 6 minutes to live tops, guys. I'm not gonna make it much longer. But honestly, no. Like Donald Pack's been great. You know, love doing it.
Johnny, he's not graduating. He's fucking dying.
Johnny, quick, acapella. My heart will go on.
Much better.
It was no, it was fun. You know, getting to do something every week. Obviously, I'm still chatting with you guys every week anyway, so it's not like much is changing in that regard. But go
on. Okay, bro. Okay.
I'm shedding tears, man. This is.
Anyways, no, yeah, it's just fun times. Fun times. Continuing the fun times, just not being on the podcast, but that's really it. You'll still see more of me. Mm-hmm. I'll still be around. Just most of the time, I will be hunched over typing on a keyboard.
Dude, you're never going to rumble again.
I will,
never,
actually.
Ever
you know
gonna
why?
Rumble never ever gonna again.
Because I'm currently adding haptic feedback to my video game. Get up.
No way. Wait, I love haptic feedback. Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing. Okay, Donkey Kong Bonanza note. Hold on. Donkey Kong Bonanza note. Donkey Kong runs like 1, 2, 1, 2. It rumbles on that side of the controller for each step. Perfect little thing. You've never even noticed it, but I did. Anyways, Bam, what were you saying? Oh, no, Johnny, you were saying.
Mm. I was just saying gaming is back.
Gaming is back, dude.
Let's get some claps for that, guys.
Woo!
Awesome.
I forgot the hands.
Dude, the hands is the funniest bit that you have, Ben.
Really? I think make one that's up there.
Can you just have one that's like a point?
Like a point? Oh, I could.
Or like
really
get the glasses and the teeth. Like, actually, in episode one of the podcast, how far did I say we're going to take the podcast? Because we all had like differing things.
That's interesting.
I feel like I have to rewatch episode one, dude.
Yeah. Like how long
transcript.
Did I say?
Transcripts.
Mm-hmm. We need you. Oh my god. It's there.
That's awesome.
You.
That's a good asset I have now.
Yeah.
You.
Then Bam, you gotta have like the nerd glasses. With the
dog.
You know, actually.
That'd be too much work. I can make that like a 3D asset. A 3D asset, maybe I could do that.
You gotta add like braces to your team.
Yeah.
I need a whole costume at that point. That'd be very funny. are we pulling up the episode? Are we getting the number?
I think so.
Everyone's searching.
Everybody in the comments has to say you're subscribed, right? Or something.
No,
what's a CDOT phrase?
No, they don't. Just say
decide.
I really should have had a Steam page for Get Up at this point. No, I need a trailer for.
Well, you got 2 weeks,
Steam
isn't
page,
it?
So
a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, Hollow Knight Silk Song will be out by the time this drops. That'll be fun. Maybe everyone says
mole mole.
Everyone says Silk Song.
Dude,
Silk
I think Toon Turf's gonna be out too when this comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it will be. We've seen the footage.
Yeah, it'll be out.
Guys,
it will be out.
Done. It's been done since January.
It's been done.
2023.
This has all been a marketing stunt.
And
it's been done since
Nuzlocke,
January 2024.
I just think it's kind of. Think it's kind of funny. Just think it's kind of goofy.
And that's why I'm not saying any release dates.
Yeah. CDOT. This is your final official episode until you come back in 8 years.
Yep.
I want you right now. Do your best to make the Rumblies that are watching cry. Make them feel loss and pain.
I think put that image up on screen. That'll do it. That'll...
No, give us something really heartfelt for the clip farming.
Yes, come on. Genuine.
I've never
say
been
a nice
a
thing
clip
about
farmer.
Each of us. Say a nice thing about me, CDOT, for the first time in the podcast history.
Dano, I really admire how much effort you put into your work.
Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only miss the sun.
And
Pear, when it starts
I envy
snow.
Your ability to just say like
only
Zach D films and have everyone laugh.
Go.
No, Zach D films.
Zachary.
Fun done.
Magical.
This is my friend Pear. Classic. Every single time.
Love you too, bro. This is my goodbye
Sam,
to C-Dot.
You're British. You're the closest I'll ever get to meeting someone from Xenoblade 3.
Wow. That was heartfelt.
So, but guys, but C-Dot is not dying. Do not overreact.
I'm not dying. Yeah. Rest in peace, C-Dot.
He still exists.
He will be remembered.
Oh, hell no.
No, what everyone should comment is, I can't wait to purchase Get Up when it releases in 20XX.
Guys, and please comment on all of the future Rumble Pack videos that C-Dot is in. It's like he's still here.
We still gotta do Joe's funeral.